Show. If you've just joined us, we're hearing from the Ramblers today. Tuesday's all about sport and leisure. So we're starting off at a leisurely pace with the Ramblers. I've been meeting up with them in Butley, which is where they did a circular walk. They started there and then later in the day they ended there. It's where I met them. In fact, I managed to meet them in a tea shop, which was fantastic, obviously. So let's hear now from our first guest.
I'm just a member of the West Mendip Walkers group, is led by Tony Strange, and I led today's walk, which was from Butley in a circle back to Butley, some 11.5 miles. We started in Butley, obviously, and we went to Kenton Mandeville, yes. and then Charlton Adam, and then back through Hercot, the little hamlet of Hercot, and then back to Butley.
I'm going to tell you something which is a bit of a surprise now, is that I used to live in Charlton Adam, but also in Hercot. My first place I lived was in Hercot. Isn't that amazing? Tiny little hamlet. Yeah. We used to live right by the railway line as a child. That's where I was brought up. Tiny little. There's only about three houses there.
There is, yes.
I wasn't expecting you to say Hercot. But there you go, bringing back some memories. Why do you do this walking? Because it's a pretty wet, windy day today. Why do you do this sort of thing?
It's something to look forward to every Thursday. But more importantly, you're walking with a group which is friendly. You're getting exercise regardless of the weather. I haven't got a dog, but dog walkers go out every day regardless. As a walker, I go out every week regardless. And if it had been raining, which it fortunately didn't today, then it wouldn't have dampened the pleasure.
You did very well to avoid that rain today, because it's been pretty horrible around the rest of the county.
Very much so. We were fortunate.
Well, well done. Clearly, whoever's in charge of the weather was smiling on the Ramblers today. How long have you been doing it?
Me personally, about 5 years with a group. Before that, I used to walk by myself. We moved from elsewhere in the country down to Somerset. And so it was a way of getting to know both people and the area. Because our walks are always within the Mendip area. Actually, haven't said that, not always.
You say today you're in South Somerset.
We go down to Dartmoor, we go all over the place. But it's a way of getting to know the area.
Yeah, it is. It's a stunning area, isn't it? And I was driving here to meet you today, and the views either side of the Poldens were stunning. You've got a sort of misty Mendips, but also then sun burning down around Glastonbury Tor. Yeah. I can understand that side of it. You've said about meeting people as well.
Yes.
Have you made plenty of new friends through the Ramblers?
Oh, loads. And nice people. They're all of a similar age. But regardless, we still do the distance like today. So I think it keeps you fit. It keeps you healthy, both physically and mentally. And as I say, it's something to look forward to every week.
I want to talk to you about your snazzy jacket, Andrew, because this is quite something, isn't it? Look at this. You've got greens, reds, purples. I mean, is this a vintage jacket, or is this a new pretending to be vintage?
No, 1990s.
Do you know what? It's brilliant. That is
90s. Were brilliant.
Is it something you wear on every walk? Is it a special one?
No, just today.
Well, I love it.
Yeah,
I think you could flog that. And a vintage, you pop that on eBay, just say vintage in there, you could probably sell it for a couple of £100, I expect.
Shame it's radio.
Well, yes, yeah. You just have to go on my description. Yeah. It is a great jacket. Well, that's lovely. And what about you physically? Has it kept you fit? Do you think fitter than you would have been without the Ramblers?
Oh, I think so. Today, I'd say 12 miles. I could probably have done that before, but I would have been tired at the end. Whereas now I can do that plus more if I have to. So, there's a definite physical fitness. Yeah.
And your knees and ankles holding up okay?
I'm fine, yeah.
Great. And what about blisters? Because that must be a problem for some, isn't it?
I haven't got any.
Not for you?
Today, no.
What have you got on these sort of welly? Like welly boots, but they're only sort of up to your ankles.
These are gardening boots.
Gardening boots. Yeah. That you didn't walk in those, presumably.
No.
No, probably not got all the cushion that you need on gardening boots. You were leading the walk today. Is that a lot of pressure? Because you've got a big group of you, about 15 of you, following your every word.
They wouldn't do that. To be a leader, we take it in turns to lead a walk each week. So what it actually means is that you decide on what walk you want to do and where it is, and then you have to pre-walk it with a colleague, someone else from the group. So I went out twice, in fact, because I've recorded this walk twice, so I know it well. And then on the day, of course, you hopefully don't get lost.
And did you get lost today?
No, we didn't.
Oh, marvellous. Excellent. Well, I'm very pleased to hear it. Yeah. Well, that's lovely speaking to you, Andrew. Thank you very much. Do you know where your next walk is?
Street next Thursday.
Oh, just a stone's throw away.
But as a group, we do a day walk 1 week, starting at 10. And then the following week, in the winter, we start at 12:30 and do a short sort of 6 mile walk.
I see. Make the most of the daylight. And perhaps for those who don't want to do a full 12-ish mile thing, they can do a shorter one. Great. Well, thank you very much, Andrew.
Thank you.
Thank you.